But now, 100 years after he was killed in World War One, more details have been uncovered about a man called F.W. Tipping. His name is one of around 200 engraved on the wall of St. Stephen's Church in Snenton.
He was called Fred Tipping, and he was a gunner in a tank battalion. He was killed during the Battle of Cambrai, and his granddaughter is Jennifer Dodd. Hello, Jennifer. Morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Tell me what happened to your grandfather.
Well, he was originally in the Royal Field Artillery, but transferred to the Tank Corps. We are not sure when, but he was involved in the Battle of Cambrai. He was in the first major tank battle of the Great War. He was in a tank called D-51 Deborah, and he was one of a crew of 8 men.
And what were tanks like in those days?
Well, they were... They were like tin cans, basically. They all had names, and I know one was called Fray Bentos because they thought it was like a tin of corned beef. But there were 8 men, and it was a very tiny space, and the heat was incredible. Even in November, it would have been at least 40 degrees inside the tank. So
wow.
Very difficult conditions for the men in the tank.
And what happened to him?
Well, he was a gunner in the tank. He was in Deborah, which was a female tank, and he was a machine gunner. They didn't have separate guns. They had machine guns in the tank. And he was in the second wave of tanks trying to get through the Hindenburg line. The tank managed to get through the Hindenburg, well, part of the Hindenburg line, and went through the village of Flequier and almost achieved their objective. But at the end of the village, there was a German gunning placement, and they were shot at, and the shells ripped through the armour of the tank, and 5 of the men were killed, including Fred.
Now, your family's obviously done a lot of research here to find out all that bit of history, which is an amazing piece of family history for you, isn't it? But even
it is.
More amazing than that, is that the tank's been found.
It is, yes. The tank stayed where it was in the village till after the war, and then when the clearing up was done in 1919, the tank was buried and lost, really. Nobody knew where it was. But a man called Philip Gorzinski, who was very interested in tanks and the First World War, heard from an old lady that she remembered a tank being buried on their fields. And eventually Philippe managed to get permission to dig and search for the tank, and in November 1998 the tank was uncovered again.
And how did you hear about that?
Well, we knew my grandfather died in a tank, but we didn't know anything about this until 2009, when the tank was actually declared a French historic monument in 2000, and a bit later on they decided they wanted to find out about the families of the tank crew members, and so they began to research that.
And that's how you got involved?
And that's how I found, yes, someone advertised in the Nottingham Evening Post, and
well, the rest is history.
Recognised me, and the rest is history, yes.
What's
yes.
the plan now then for that tank and for your family?
Well, the tank was out on the street and was used as a monument, but because it began to deteriorate, it was moved into a barn, and we used to have commemoration services in the cemetery at Flequier and in the barn. But now they have managed to get a museum built next to the cemetery at Flequier, and the tank has been moved there. In July, there was a big ceremony where the tank was moved from the barn and put into the museum. It had to be lifted on a crane and dropped down into the museum. And the museum now is going to be open on November the 25th.
Wow, which is not very long, is it now?
And
will you be
now,
there?
No. Yes, we will be there. But there is a commemoration for the beginning of the Battle of Cambrai this coming weekend, where there'll be lots of events going on at Flequier.